And it's now 11 to 11, and we're now talking track work. Warren Huntley joins us with a few highlights from Moonee Valley yesterday, as well as a few important gallops at Flemington this morning. How are you, Warren?
Very good, thanks, Mark.
How was the morning?
It was a good morning out there this morning. Quite, I suppose, a fresh type of start to the morning, but when you know that it's going to be a warm enough day and it starts clearing up, it's very nice. Just from a Flemington point of view, just I know we've got the two big feature Saturdays coming up, but just the Tuesday mornings from my point of view just seem to be a little bit more quiet than they've been in previous years in terms of gallops on the course proper and perhaps just the horses that are doing their work on a Tuesday morning that are heading to those meetings. Just we seem to be a little bit down on representation, but I'm sure we can hone in on a few things.
Okay, well, let's talk about a few key points. And first of all, what's the latest with Ollivander, who, of course, missed last week's Blue Diamond due to being a scratching with not passing the vet?
Well, I suppose it becomes a bit of a contentious issue, doesn't it, Nards, when different vets get involved for specific races during the year. And, look, they're there to do a role, but I think if Matty Allen and Simon Zara had their way, then the horse certainly would have been allowed to line up. He worked nicely this morning. There's an option for him down the straight, albeit 1,000 metres at Flemington on Saturday, but he worked over 800 metres this morning and seemed to work fine. So, and he galloped at Werribee the week before prior to the jump outs there. So, look, he seemed to work fine and he finished off his work nicely. So, I'm not a vet and I'm not a trainer either, so you just watch horses work. But obviously, when you get different opinions about horses, it creates a little bit of a contentious issue, but he seemed fine in his work this morning.
Okay, well, that's a big tick then. So Ollivander looks to have overcome if he had any little setback. What about Chris Waller's horses? Perrette worked well?
Yeah, look, getting it on the course proper, you can get it a little bit lost out there on your own. The only horse I saw work on the course proper this morning, and he holds a nomination for the Guineas. I don't know if the way he's going at the moment, he's actually up to the best of them, but working on the course proper this morning, and the only horse that worked there being eligible to get out there with the Group 1 nomination on Saturday, he finished off his work nicely, worked over 1,000 metres and quickened up the last 400 metres just on his own. So, look, it was nice, solid work, probably typical of the Chris Waller stable work when they're up and running and got a bit of race fitness on their side. They generally work at around about 1,000 metres, maybe 1,200 if their horses are racing over a bit further and just quickening up a bit the last 400 metres. So wherever he goes, and if he heads to the Guineas, he's going to head there in good order. You just question whether he's perhaps going well enough to be competitive with the likes of Grunt and Cliff's Edge.
And I suppose one horse there'll be a lot of eyes on is Embellish heading towards the Guineas.
Well, he's the really interesting one on that. He paired up the little bit of cooperation between Tony McAvoy and the New Zealand trainers, Steve Orchards and Jamie Richards. Embellish paired up with a maiden galloper this morning, a horse called Vine is the Kingdom, who burnt me when he went round on debut at Ararat recently. I thought he trialled up well to go to the races. I think he's a talented galloper. His debut performance was well below market expectations, but they worked nicely this morning. The Steeplegrass was running pretty quick this morning. You could quicken up nicely and run some time down the last 300-400 metres in the on the Steeplegrass, and they certainly did that, kept each other company, and was really sharp work. So, yeah, you're right, he's a really interesting addition to that group of three-year-olds that head to the Guineas. He looks to have settled in well and really sharp work this morning.
And also the Kavanagh pair, Kentucky Breeze and Atlantic City, they work together?
Really strong work, Nards. Kentucky Breeze fitter for one run back from a spell and prepared by Levi Kavanagh and Mark Kavanagh's Atlantic City, who's up and running and been really competitive in general in those sprint races down the straight. He's got a racing style where he needs a bit of luck. But, yeah, some of the sharpest work this morning from those pair cobbling up together over 1,200 metres and really strong, particularly the last 400 metres. So Levi's got a couple of options, I think, with Kentucky Breeze. He also holds a nomination for the Guineas. There's an easier race for three-year-olds on Saturday also, but he's fitter for that one run back from a spell. And his first racing preparation, where he was a stakes winner very early on in his career, tells you that he's above average and definitely can improve on his first up run wherever he goes.
Interested in what Octuplets did this morning. Emily Finnegan's been booked to ride her in Adelaide. She'll go over for a 2,000-metre race on Saturday.
I think you can continue to get excited, Nards. It's no shock that a jockey you're managing is riding a Kavanagh horse in Adelaide. But, she worked nicely this morning. She was on her own, and I thought her last run was terrific too. She's probably 1,800, 2,000 plus before you see the best of her, but, gee, I think she's progressing well. And I think the race that she's heading to is over 2,000 in Adelaide on Saturday. And, look, I think she's progressing really well, and won't get the benefit of Emily's claim, which is a credit to her that she's outridden that last weekend, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's now a senior.
She's going well, but, gee, she's going to have a nice ride there. I haven't looked at the other nominations, but I'm sure Cav wouldn't be sending her over there if it wasn't a suitable race. And I think she finds a suitable distance at a nice stage of her career and off the back of some really sparkling work this morning.
A few that worked to Mooney Valley yesterday, a couple for Aaron Purcell that caught your eye?
Yeah, I thought V&E Star and a horse called Typhoomerang, which is a bit of a hybrid between Boomerang and Typhoon, but they worked really nicely together. V&E Stars had that win at Mooney Valley where it really overcame difficulties, probably questionable depth of the form in that race, but seems to be going nicely. They paired up together for a gallop. A few of the two-year-olds and even three-year-olds, there's options at both Mooney Valley and Flemington over the course of the weekend. I thought V&E Star worked really nicely with that stablemate Typhoomerang, and V&E Star seems to be holding her condition well. And I would think wherever she runs on Saturday, I think this weekend, Friday night or Saturday, capable of running well. And interested to see Typhoomerang on debut, but V&E Star for me worked nicely at the Valley yesterday.
And also they had Black Sail and Pretty to See go to the Valley too.
Yeah, they worked solidly. They galloped over 1,200 metres and really nicely to the line at the end of that workout. Black Sail, probably a bit of a victim of circumstances, close to the speed and chasing a pretty hot speed first up at Caulfield recently. He seems to have really come through that race well. Again, there's options for him in either the Guineas or an easier race at Mooney Valley on Friday night. And look, I'm sure he's quite a quite a high-level horse and worked really nicely. Finished off his work well, and Aaron Purcell, I think, would place him to perfection, particularly if I saw him head to Mooney Valley on Friday night. I'd be keen to having him on my side.
And also Patrick Payne had horses going around at the Valley too.
He loves the Valley, Patrick. I think he took about three or four pairs, but one worth highlighting, Huss and Eagle, a high-quality horse from Patrick's stable, and a young horse who galloped there a few weeks ago and then went to Mooney Valley and won a two-year-old name of JJ Dar. They worked really sharply together for Paddy horses. Normally Paddy's horses don't break the clock by any stretch of the imagination, but really nicely up the straight together. And probably a little bit a tick for JJ Dar that he's happy to line up with a horse of the experience and maturity of Huss and Eagle, albeit in track work, but just speaks a bit for JJ Dar. And we've only seen it the races once and was able to win. Looks to have come through that race well. Paddy probably not really known for his two-year-old, so they must really have a lot of good constitution to be able to stand up and perform as two-year-olds for Patrick.
Who do you think are the horses we can make some money out of, Warren?
Nards, I'm thinking that we might be heading to Adelaide for one of the better ones. fingers crossed for octuplets with Emily Finnegan aboard. I think that particularly if Black Sail heads to Mooney Valley on Friday night, I'd be keen to follow him. I think V&E Star at either Mooney Valley or Flemington will run well. And JJ Dar ditto, although V&E Star and JJ Dar might end up in the same race, but I'm sure they'd run very well. So, yeah, I'd be leaning towards octuplets, V&E Star, Black Sail and JJ Dar is the pick of what I've seen the last couple of mornings.
Wonderful. Let's give it a bit of strength. Thanks for that, Warren.
Thanks, Dar.